One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. We'll tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family Album. Overheard between Henry and Nicky in the garden.
Tell me, sir, do you work at that pace all day long?
Oh, I carry on an unending combat with the weeds, Nicholas. If you dawdle, they overrun you. Why, they spring up out of the ground like Chinese communists.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, here's the way to welcome relief when you have a headache. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. In Alka-Seltzer, this pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly to help you feel better fast. Try it and see. Yes, whenever you have a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer for fast, welcome relief. Get Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore and always keep it handy in your home. Chapter 4, Book 85. Here in Seacliff, San Francisco, on this balmy afternoon, Henry Barber, puttering happily in his garden, is unaware of the quietly amused onlooker at the garden wall. Nicholas Lacey, Claudia's husband, called a greeting to Henry as he came across the upper terrace, but Henry, absorbed in his work, has failed to hear him. Now, straightening his back, Henry sees Nicky.
Well, Nicholas, I felt someone's eyes on me.
I spoke, Father Barber. You didn't hear me. Tell me, sir, do you work at that pace all day long?
Oh, I carry on an unending combat with the weeds, Nicholas. If you dawdle, they overrun you. Why, they spring up out of the ground like Chinese communists. Here. Come around to the bench and sit down.
Thank you, sir. Actually, I'm a man in search of his wife.
Huh?
Is Claudia in the house?
No, haven't seen her. Why?
Oh, I got in from Sky Ranch a bit ago. Mrs. McCullough said Claudia had been out some time. Thought she might have run over here.
No, I haven't heard from Claudia today.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your work.
No. I'd rather talk to you. I've been very curious, Nicholas. What are you up to at the Sky Ranch?
Oh, I may have a surprise for the family when we all go up there this summer.
Yeah? Building something? You've been up there so much of late.
Well, you know, old Ben is getting along now.
Yeah?
And when there's work to be done that calls for, well, decision, I feel it's best to be there myself.
Yeah. A log cabin above the woods trail would be nice for the youngsters. They'd enjoy hiking up there. They could stay overnight, that sort of thing. There's a beautiful mountain meadow up there, I remember. It has a fine view.
Yeah? How'd you guess this?
I'm observant, you know, Nicholas. All this air of mystery. And then I recall your obvious interest one time last summer when the children talked of building up a log hostel for hikers.
You have a long memory, Father Bob.
Oh, yes. Well, we won't say a word about it, Nicholas, if it's to be a surprise.
Henry!
Yes, Fanny, we're here on the garden bench. Nicholas is with me. Oh, by George, it's 4 o'clock. You let me work an hour overtime, Fanny.
You'd think I was a foreman, wouldn't you? Well, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, Mother Barbara.
Well, I wasn't coming down to take you off the job, Henry. Claudia just called me.
Oh, still on the telephone?
No. But she says she's home and she's anxious to talk to you.
Yes, search is ended, Nicholas. He's been a man in search of his wife. Yes. Oh, but here, you needn't run off right away.
Oh, I'll go along. Claudia and I have a good bit to catch up on.
Why don't you come back for after dinner, Nicholas, you and Claudia? We're not doing anything tonight.
We'd like that very much. I'll speak to Claudia. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nicholas.
Yes. Always enjoy, Nicholas. I guessed a little secret, Fanny.
What?
Oh, it's no longer a secret if I pass it on. Here, sit down. A generous-hearted fellow is Nicholas. Do you remember last summer when the children were dreaming about building a log... never mind. Oh, this will be a great summer at the Sky Ranch.
My goodness. Your shirt is damp with perspiration, Henry.
Yes, I've got my sweater here, Fanny.
But it isn't doing you any good there.
Yes.
Here, let me help you now. Hold your arms up.
Thank you. Where has Claudia been? Nicholas was looking for her.
Berkeley.
Huh?
She's been over to the university to see Joan.
Something odd is happening, Fanny. You mark my words, that young lady is up to something.
Here, button up. Stop leaping to wild conclusions.
I put two and two together, and when you've lived as long as I have and kept your eyes open, that sort of mathematics becomes a very simple matter. Is Claudia disturbed?
Oh, Henry, don't dramatize. She's merely been over to the university to visit with Joan. She said tell Nicholas she was home and wanted to talk to him.
Why do you suppose he hurried off in that fashion? He just got here.
Because he loves his wife, Henry, and hadn't seen much of her. Here in the living room, Mickey.
Very well, my dear. How perfectly charming you look, Claudia. What are you all dressed up for?
I had lunch with Joan at the sorority house.
Indeed. Did your daughter proud, I have no doubt. You must have dazzled them.
Why, Mickey, I didn't know this outfit was as fetching as all that. Come, Mrs. McCullough just brought in the tea things.
Oh, splendid. Hungry as a wolf. Good to be home with you. How is Joan?
She's fine.
Did I hear a sigh?
Did you? I wasn't conscious of it. Your cup, Nicky.
Oh, thanks. Not anything wrong.
Oh, now, don't look so apprehensive. Everything's all right, Nicky. But there is a little problem.
So?
Tea too strong?
No, fine. Go on.
Nicky, Joan isn't at all happy in the sorority house. Now, just a moment. She's doing well in her studies, so there isn't any sense of failure or desire to escape. Nothing like that. But Joan's never been a conformist, and she's mature for her age, and... Well, the truth is she hasn't any small talk, Nicky. The sort of things that interest most girls just fail to interest Joan.
Why doesn't she move back home and commute? She has her car now.
Nicky, she wants a place of her own.
Oh. What sort of place?
A little apartment.
Has she found an apartment? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, she hasn't done anything about it, Nicky. But she's found a charming place.
Oh.
It's in an old house on a hilltop north of the campus. It's owned by a most attractive old couple, and it's been approved for students. Oh, I couldn't blame her for wanting to move there, Nicky. There are lovely shade trees, a sparkling view of the bay, and wide windows. It's unfurnished, of course. She'd have to furnish it.
This couple, chaperones, as it were?
Well, no. I don't see any need for supervision, Nicky.
This apartment has its own entrance, I take it.
Yes, its own entrance and complete privacy. Oh, it has a wide, practical fireplace and bookshelves. It's light and airy, and it's quiet there. I'd have loved it at her age. And the point is, Nicky, she can afford it.
You mean she saved enough of her allowance to furnish an apartment?
No, I don't suppose so. But with our approval, Judge Hunter would surely give her enough from her estate so she could get settled.
I should hate to go to Judge Hunter and say we were allowing Joan to move into her own apartment, her own private entrance, away from the campus. Truly now, doesn't that make you wonder a little?
Nicky, I've wondered about Joan before and regretted it.
Claudia, I'm surprised that you yourself would approve of this. And I take it that you do.
Well, yes, Nicky, I really do. But aside from that, even if I didn't, I'd try to remember that we're forever walking a tight wire where Joan's concerned.
The money?
Well, you can't overlook it. And whenever she marries, she gets the whole estate. So what are you going to do?
Whom would she marry? Is there somebody?
Oh, she dates two or three upperclassmen, is amused by them briefly, says they're nice kids. But she hasn't any special interest, and that's something I know. I can feel it. The point I'd like to make to you, Nicky, and please consider it very carefully, our decision might make no difference to her whatever. She might conceivably be able to lease the apartment without any extra money from her estate.
I doubt it very much. If she saved a nickel from her allowance, I'll be much surprised. Joan has never been one to stint herself.
Nevertheless, Nicky, I think it would be a grave mistake, under all the circumstances, for you and me to frustrate Joan. She's growing up, and she really wants this little place. And it is charming.
May I ask, Claudia, when you say all the circumstances, you mean among them is the fact that I'm Joan's stepfather?
Nicholas Lacey. That didn't for once cross my mind.
I see.
I did consider, when I thought about bringing this up to you, that you and Joan... Well, that it's very hard for you two, whom I love very much. That it's hard for you ever to see eye to eye.
That being the case, why do you ask my approval?
Because... Oh, Nicky. Because I can't act in this or anything else without you.
Why not?
Nicky, what is this? Have I said something to hurt you?
Not at all.
Must you look so rigid?
Stuffy is the word Joan once used.
Oh, Nicky, you aren't going all the way back to that. Goodness, she was a high school girl. She was an adolescent. She spoke before she thought. Why, Nicholas Lacey, don't tell me you've been harboring a hurt about that. Oh, come now. Let's weigh this problem without emotion on its merits. The gist of it is, can Joan be trusted or not?
There's no reflection on Joan, whatever. I would say, Claudia, that at her age and in this present period of restlessness in the world, that she cannot.
Nicky.
And if leasing this apartment depends on getting my approval. Very well. Joan, not once but many times, has called me a stuffy Britisher. Well, in all conscience, I shall have to stay in character. There's no need to discuss it further, Claudia. So far as I'm concerned, I must heartily disapprove.
Friends, right now is the time to get acquainted with Bactine, the fine new family antiseptic. Yes, get a bottle of Bactine from your drugstore and get in on the wonderful offer we're making. Have you heard about it? Just listen. For only 10 cents in coin and the top of the box from your bottle of Bactine, you can have a copy of the most attractive Barber family album that has ever been assembled. This is a history in pictures of your favorite radio family that you'll find amusing and very interesting. The Barber family tree is done in pictures. There's a picture map of the Seacliff area showing exactly where all the members of the family live. There are also newspaper clippings of important events that have happened during the time you've known the Barbers. In fact, this is the most complete Barber family album that you've ever seen. We know you'll want a copy of this new 20-page album, so get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine from your drugstore right away. Then, tear off the top of the box that contains your bottle of Bactine and send it with 10 cents to cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Be sure to include your name and address. Write it on the box top if you wish, and we'll send you a copy of this newest and most attractive Barber family album at once. We think you'll like Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic, and the Barber family album so well that you'll want to tell your friends about both. You can have as many copies of the album as you wish, but for each copy, you must send the top of the box from a bottle of Bactine and 10 cents in coin to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber family album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bactine box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Joan takes matters into her own hands. Chapter 5, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.